you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And here we are, Brevard County. We are on the last leg of the journey for this work week, Monday through Friday. Today is Friday, July the 19th, 2019. And I pray that you are planning on having a really, really good day. Today, I'd like to tell you about Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284, 321-759-3284. If your AC, listen, summer in Florida is a long, long haul. You know, heat starts in May or June and, you know, kicks up in July, stays hot until October or November, and your AC is charged with the responsibility of keeping you cool through all of that. And so Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. If yours has a problem, give them a call. They can come and they can take a look at it and they can get you fixed up and ready to go. And they will treat you fairly. They will treat you fairly. So I just tell you, I had a conversation with people. I've had through the years, lots and lots of people that I've dealt with. And because if the average ordinary person does not know anything about their system, then they're going to be able to be taken advantage of. And I don't want to see that happen to you. There are two companies that I recommend. I talk about them all the time. One of them is Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. If you're in central Brevard County and, or if your unit is old. Now listen, we got 25 years out of one unit, 22 years out of a unit, 21 years out of a unit, but sooner or later they need to be replaced. And if yours is in need of upgrades, you can give them a call. They can take a look at it. They will tell you if it's getting close to the end of its life. They can tell you if it's still running really good. They can also take care of minor problems, big problems. Doesn't matter if it's a split system, a window, a traditional unit, or a package unit. They service each and every one of them. They know the pressures that it's supposed to have. They know all about all of the different technologies. They even know which systems they'd recommend and which systems they wouldn't recommend. Give them a call, 321-759-3284, and let them keep you cool in this very hot summer. Do want to invite you out to our services this week. We are going to be, I'm going to be preaching Sunday morning and Sunday night, 10:30 of a morning, 6:30 of an evening, and that will be this coming Sunday. So we would love to have you come and be a part of what we're doing. We may not be many, but we serve a mighty God. We may not be many, but we have some tremendously loving, compassionate, and godly people. And we would love to have you come and be blessed as well as to be a blessing. That's what we are at Merritt Assembly of God. We are blessed by God to be a blessing to Him as well as to the world. We are blessed to be a blessing. And I would love to have you come and be a part of that God is doing. We're talking about Deuteronomy chapter 5. Deuteronomy chapter 5, we've been going through the Ten Commandments. You say, how'd you get to the Ten Commandments from where you were? Well, we're talking about lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. And there's a passage that talks about how God delivered the Ten Commandments to Moses, who delivered the Ten Commandments to the people, who delivered the Ten Commandments to you and I. And It helps us to gain perspective that God was delivering the nation of Israel from problems by delivering them to them the commandments that would prevent them from evil, that would prevent them from wickedness, that would prevent them from sin, that would prevent them from disaster and destruction and ruin and misery and decay. And I think that's about the most compassionate thing that I can imagine, is that God says, you know what, I love you so much that I'm going to deliver you from any potential problems by showing you how to avoid them. And so that's how we've got there. Right now we're looking at verse number 18 out of Deuteronomy chapter 5. Ten Commandments are also found in Exodus chapter 20. But we're here in Deuteronomy chapter 5. And it says, you shall not commit adultery. That's what we're talking about. Yesterday we talked about that adultery leads to a falling away of the faith. It is a breaking of the covenant. It leads to death or separation. It is a lack of understanding, and it's a spiritual problem as well as a physical problem. Today, I want to take you to Jeremiah chapter 5. I'm going to read a few verses here today. Jeremiah chapter 5. We're going to read verses 1 through, and I'll show you another type of problem that it's not. Okay. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse number 1 says this: run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek in her open places if you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to return. Therefore, I said, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. I will go to the great men and speak to them, for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bonds. Therefore, a lion from the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the desert shall destroy them. A leopard will watch over their cities. Everyone who goes out from there shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many. Their backslidings have increased. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods. When I had fed them to the full, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlots' houses. They were like well-fed, lusty stallions. Everyone neighed after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, says the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on such a nation as this? What I'd like to start off by telling you today is this is not an economic problem. Jeremiah was commanded to go out and look throughout the streets to see if there was one wise man who was seeking the truth. And he started off in the poorer areas, and he couldn't find anybody. And the first thought that came to his mind was, well, the reason that we find this type of unfaithfulness and adultery, spiritual adultery, is because they're the poor. They just don't know any better. You know, we may not be hitting on all cylinders education-wise, but we do pretty well as far as educating our children. Listen, it is a great blessing to be able to know how to read, to write, to learn. There are many places around the globe that it does us no good to put an actual physical Bible in their hand because they do not know how to read. It doesn't matter if we put it in a book and hand it to them in their language. They do not understand it. So what we actually have missionaries that have come up with ways to communicate the gospel in non-literate areas through the Word of God in audio formats. There's a lot of different techniques. Sometimes it's audio Bible via their cell phone. Sometimes it's via a thumb drive. Sometimes it's via some sort of handheld recording device. There's lots. Listen, God is not suffering from a lack of creativity on how to get the gospel to the ends of the earth. But I want you to see that adultery is not just a poor problem, but when Jeremiah sought out the rich, he found that it was even greater, in greater effect among the rich. What I have seen is that a lot of times when people have inexhaustibly, it seems, financial resources, they begin to think that the rules do not apply to them. We see it time and time and time again where people with resources, more resources than they could possibly spend, they end up using those resources as a way to please themselves rather than to benefit others around them. I want you to understand that it's a spiritual problem, but it's not an economic problem. It's not if you just had more money, you wouldn't do this. This is a social problem. I mean, you can turn on television and you can see the promoting of unfaithfulness, of immorality, of adultery that is being committed on a widespread. They even created a new name for it that was supposed to be cool. They call it swinging and festivals taking place around the globe promoting this, and it's horrific. It is not going to result in the joy that people think it's going to be. It's not going to be one of those fond memories that you look upon. It actually undermines your credibility when it comes to parenting your children. I remember hearing horrific stories, and you know that's my word when I picture this. I cannot wrap my brain around how someone could get this far in away from a relationship, but they would actually introduce family members to adultery. They would help facilitate adultery. It is a social problem, and God says here that because it was a national problem, that the punishment would be on a national scale. We don't want that in America. What we need is a restoration of biblical understanding, and say, you know what, God, we repent. We thought we knew better. We were wrong. It's okay to admit when you're wrong. It's okay to repent. God is mercifully waiting there for you. In Jeremiah chapter 7, just a couple of pages over, it says this in verse number 8, "Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know, and then come and stand before me in this house, which is called by my name, and say, we are delivered to do all of these abominations. Has this house, which is called by my name, become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, even I have seen it, says the Lord." I referred to this on yesterday's program. This describes a mindset that people have, and it shows up in even in modern churches at this point in time, that it's okay if you are a child of God, you've been delivered from your sins, but you've been delivered to commit these abominable acts. And I'm not talking about the abominable snowman. I'm talking about things that are an abomination. They are repulsive. They are not compatible with a healthy physiology. It causes nausea. I'll just put it in the most germane terms that I can. It's going to cause a violent bodily reaction to God. It's an abomination to God. It comes when people are supposedly called by God's name, and yet in their daily lives, they're practicing sin, actively committing and practicing sin. They're committing spiritual adultery. And thank God for the grace by which we are saved. But grace is not only a delivering factor, it is an empowering factor that says, once were some of you. And the meaning is, we are not that any longer. Again, I want you to hear this is this command, thou shalt not commit adultery. It's not, I'm not sharing this from a condemning point, but the fact that throughout the scriptures, there are examples and there are exhortations that let us know that there is hope to be forgiven and hope for a life, a quality life, a healthy life after that. For this, I call this a confusion problem. It has to do with spiritual confusion, that they are just confused about what the Bible says. If you and I, we need to educate ourselves on the Word of God to eliminate this spiritual confusion. God is not the author of confusion. God is not the author of chaos or disorder. He is the author of clarity and truth and holiness. And so don't be confused. Don't be confused. What happens when there is this sort of confusion inside God's house, inside God's people? It says it makes God's house a den of thieves. It does not become a place where people come to be transformed or receive a blessing from God. What happens is they come and it ends up becoming a place of robbery where things are stolen from one another. There's something that does make me very angry, and that is when some other person steals a blessing from God's people or steals the opportunity for a blessing from God's people. Let's not. So when you go to church, you don't want to be a distraction. Listen, I don't want to be a distraction. I'm there to facilitate spiritual growth, not to hinder spiritual growth. And so let's return God's house to a house of prayer for all nations instead of making it a den of thieves. When Jesus showed up and he found that it had become a den of thieves, he began to deal with the unrighteous businesses that were established that were taking advantage of God's people instead of enhancing their spiritual growth. When adultery takes place inside the church, inside the people of God, Jeremiah 23:14 says this: also I have seen a horrible thing in the prophets of Jerusalem. They commit adultery and walk in lies. They also strengthen the hand of evildoers so that no one turns back from his wickedness. All of them are like Sodom to me and her inhabitants like Gomorrah. So this is not just a world problem. If we're not careful, it can creep into the church. You will find in Galatians that Paul was talking in chapter 6 of restoring a person back to their right relationship with God. There is hope. There is the ability to be restored, but we have to do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. And we can't do it in arrogance. We've got to do it in humility, because if we're not careful, we will fall prey to it as well. The consequence when sexual sin becomes, recognized as an acceptable standard inside the church, be it a denomination, be it the culture as a whole, and there are several denominations that have already crossed this threshold to where sexual sin is no longer to be frowned upon. What happens is it strengthens the hands of people who are practicing evil. It says that they also strengthen the hands of evildoers. They become emboldened in their sin. They become more entrenched in their sin, and it hinders repentance. It hinders repentance. repentance is not a dirty word. If I said that there was an R word, many might think of a different R word that gets frowned upon in society, and they don't want that word used, and that's understandable. But I'm telling you, repentance is not that word. Without repentance, there will be no forgiveness, there will be no holiness, and without holiness, no one will see God. So we cannot be preventing repentance. We need to be promoting repentance. Every saint that you know was not born that way. They repented, and God made them into a saint. Every person you see, every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, every senior citizen, and every baby, every one of us has to come to a place where we repent of our sins. That is not just say, I'm sorry this offends you. It is a change of direction, a change of heart, and a pursuit of God instead of running away from Him. If we realize that sin is taking us farther away from God, that this adultery that God's saying, I don't want this to be a part of your life, it's actually pulling us away from God, then we realize that repentance says, I've got to abandon this because I can't afford to go on this road because I can't live without God. I don't see how people can live and function without God and without the body of Christ. We're too important to one another. Ezekiel chapter 23, verse number 37 says this, for they have committed adultery and blood is on their hands. They have committed adultery with their idols and even sacrificed their sons whom they bore to me, passing them through the fire to devour them. This is talking about a spiritual adultery that is a family problem. Okay? Whenever you read in the Old Testament about Baal worship and Jehovah worship, the worship of the one true God, the worship of Yahweh, just depends on if you're using the Germanic pronunciation or a more Middle Eastern pronunciation. Whenever you see those two, you've got to understand that even though those were the two dominant objects of worship in Israel, they were not equal. They were not the same. They were distinctly different. God demanded sexual purity. The reason that Baal worship was so popular is because it actually considered sexual immorality as an act of worship to Baal. There was a high level of promiscuity. There was a high level of adultery and premarital fornication and all sorts of, and as a result of that, there were many unwanted children, inconvenient children that were born. And so when you read in the Bible about the worship of Molech, one of the reasons that Molech worship became so pervasive in Israel was because whenever there was the spiritual adultery that led to physical adultery, which led to unwanted pregnancies, which led to Molech worship because Molech demanded child sacrifice. They would literally offer their children as a burnt offering to Molech. That was never intended to be. Whenever you hear about child sacrifice, know this, that there was only one God who ever stopped child sacrifice, and that was God. He told Abraham, Abraham, don't do it. I now know that you love me more than anything in the world. It was only Jehovah God that stopped it. And he said, not only that, I'm going to put an end to the need for all living animals to be sacrificed because my son is going to pay the price so that your sins could could be forgiven. I let me just say something here, and that is this. If you find yourself in a situation where there is a pregnancy that you did not plan, I want to encourage you, do not condemn yourself. There's forgiveness that is available. Do not isolate yourself. There are believers who are standing at the ready, who are ready, willing, and able to help you. Right here in Central Brevard County, there is the Agape Pregnancy Center, a ministry of First Baptist Church of Merritt Island. It's just south of 520 and just a little bit east of Courtney Parkway. And they are available to help you with resources. They will help you to understand what is going on. They will help you to let you know that there are options. There are options. But I want to encourage you today that if there's a problem in your family, don't make the problem worse. Don't make the child pay. God's ready to forgive, and he can do something beautiful. I read an article here recently about a lady who was in the process of having an abortion, and I think I've told this story already, but in the middle of the process, she found out that it was twins. And when she heard that, she knew that she could not go through with it, and found a pregnancy center who would help her, and got her the medicine that would counteract the medicine she had already taken, and delivered two healthy babies. I want you to know that God is the God of all hope. God is the God of all peace, and he is the God who forgives. He's the God who restores. So if you find yourself in a situation this week, or if you know somebody who's in a situation, encourage them. Don't try and figure it out yourself. There is hope. There is forgiveness. Solomon's mother and David are a great testimony that God is able to continue to work out glorious things, even if there has been a failure in this area. So I want to encourage you, be faithful to God. And if you need help, call the pregnancy center. I don't have their phone number, but you can call Merritt Assembly of God. We have people that work at the pregnancy center there, and we would love to be a blessing to you if we can. 321-454-4263 is the number for Merritt Assembly. You have a great weekend. Have a holy weekend, and we will see you Monday right here on the Refresh Radio Program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.